This is Laptop Nation for Thursday, September 16th, 2010.
I'm Sean Palatino, that Windows guy.
And I'm Tom Palatino, the Mac guy.
Welcome to Laptop Nation, the podcast where we chat about the latest news, cool tips, or anything relating to Mac or Windows operating systems. For Windows today, I'm going to talk about something that that sort of combines both Windows and the iPhone and iPod Touch. Recently, there was this SDK released called Dragonfire, and what it does basically is it's an SDK that it goes into the Microsoft Visual Studio 2010-2008, so people can make and create iPhone, iPod Touch games using C++, and then the SDK converts.
And don't forget the Apple Click Wheel games as well, because I have a Classic. Just don't forget those.
But this SDK doesn't work for those Click Wheel games. That's a completely different architecture. It uses touch. No. Can you touch the iPod Classic?
No.
But I think it's really cool that the SDK can allow Windows developers that know C++ and the Visual Studio platform can develop games.
Wait, what's the price for this then?
It costs $50 for the starter kit, just to see how the whole SDK works and how you can make games with it. And then for $50 more, you get the ability to put it to your iPhones or iPod Touches. And the App Store.
Do you plan to get it?
I do plan to get it. It's very interesting. I don't have a Mac. We both don't have Macs. Tom's just an enthusiast about Macs, so he knows a lot about it.
You're going to get the Ultimate Edition or Starter Kit?
I'm thinking about getting the Starter Kit because it's cheaper and just want to see what it's all about. It comes with that iPhone simulator, so you don't have to have it on the device, have your app on the device to see how it would work. It's similar to the development tools on the Mac, but Macs cost a lot of money. I mean, the cheapest Mac right now is
the Mac Mini
for $700.
Or they all sell refurbished ones for as low as $500.
Yeah, or on eBay. You can get the last generation for like $400. Mm. Still, it's a lot of money. So this will provide great new Windows developers into the whole iPhone, iPod Touch app atmosphere. App atmosphere. All right, I think that leads directly into Tom's.
Okay, so before I get into, I'm going to be talking about all the new Macs, even though they came out last August. I'm just this is our first episode, so I'm a little delayed. But before I talk about them, I'm going to talk about the new iPod line, just for a quick second. The iPod Touch got two cameras, a forward-facing camera and a rear-facing camera. It can do FaceTime through a Wi-Fi connection, and the iPod Nano shrunk in size. Now it has a 1.7 inch touchscreen display, same as the iPod Touch.
What, really? No.
A touchscreen display.
Oh, I thought you said the screen was the same size. No way.
The screen is not the same size.
It's small.
The iPod Shuffle basically got redesigned. It's basically the same design as the previous generation,
Previous generation. Yeah. The previous generation was a little stick.
With the buttons, it still has the,
VoiceOver?
Yeah, and it still has all the controls on there. But, sadly, Apple was had a little long fact here saying that they updated the whole iPod line, even though the iPod Classic was not updated.
But that's why it's called a classic. They don't update it anymore.
But they did update something of the iPod Classic. If you go to the apple.com/iPod Classic, there's a different screen image of on the device.
Is that saying the iPod Classic is able to rent movies? Or could put your movies on there? You watch your rented movies on there?
Well, you can watch rented movies before.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh. So it's just a design. It's a new design and marketing it.
Yeah.
Very simple. And
okay, now we'll get into the Mac portion of the
well, the Mac desktop portion of the...
Yeah. I'm going to be talking about every single Mac.
Well, you said just desktop, right? Not laptops.
Well, yeah. And let's get into, first, let's talk about the new iMac.
That's beautiful. That's huge. What size of screen is it?
21. It starts at 21.5 inch, and they go all the way to 27 inches.
And I heard somewhere, I think it was CNET or some news organization saying that Apple is, oh no, it was Mac Rumors, saying that they're discontinuing all the lower size screens of the iMacs and just focusing on the 27 inch. That's interesting.
Like, what do you mean, in the future?
No, no, like right now. They're not making new smaller screen IMAX.
But they still have the 21.5 inch.
They're using the back catalog of them, like the ones they already made. Once those.
So they're not making a new stock of them.
Yep. Once they're all sold out.
Well, there was a Mac rumor about the iMac is planning to get a touchscreen, but the thing is, like, it's still gonna look the same. But if you turn it, like, say this is the iMac right here, and if you turn it like this, well, I heard that it's going to switch to iOS 4.1.
They're getting rid of Mac OS 10?
No, when it switches into touchscreen mode, it's going to switch to iOS 4.1. But that's just a rumor, useful. So...
Well, I think the reason was a rumor because they had a patent for that.
But,
they create a patent for that.
Isn't all Apple News rumors?
Is that a joke?
No, it's a fact.
Should I laugh?
Fact. Oh, Apple. Now let's get into
It's an awkward joke. Mac Mini?
This is the Mac that I plan to get.
He wants to buy Mac. And they're beautiful, but they cost way too much. They're simple, beautiful.
New Mac Mini was quote unquote redesigned in a very big way. New Mac Mini.
I still like Windows 7. If I get a Mac, I'm gonna put Windows 7 on there because that's
Run Boot Camp.
Yep.
Or Parallel Desktop.
Because it's beautiful. You can install applications that don't work on Mac OS X, like games, like a lot of games.
Sims works, Spore works. Basically, all major games work on Mac. Some minor games only work on PC.
When
like big brand names.
Mac too. Or maybe. Big Fish games? No. Alright. I don't know what games don't work.
As you heard, the Mac Mini, now, if you flip it over to the bottom, it has a removable tab. So, you take it out and you can remove and remove and add RAM, depending on what you want. You can access the hard drive, but you have to dig a little deeper. Like, Apple doesn't fully allow you. Go to the hard drive at your own risk. It's 2 times faster. With graphics up to 2 times faster than before, Mac Mini runs a higher performance through everything from 3D games to photos and videos. But again, this isn't really a specific game in desktop. It's more like a
entry level.
Yeah. Well, it's more like energy efficient computer, I think, by the Mac Mini is even more environmentally friendly when idle. It uses less than 10 watts, something no other desktop can do.
Well, he's reading all the marketing speak, but there's guarantee there's other desktops around that are able to get better. A poll. Who funded the poll?
Energy Star, I think.
That seems unbiased.
I think they say Mac Mini was the most energy efficient.
Where'd you learn that from?
EnergyStar.gov
or something?
Yeah.
Alright.
Well, that wraps up the Mac portion of today's show.
I want to talk about this article that in Wired about. I love Wired, and they went in depth about ThinkGeek, which is a whole online store full of fun electronics and stuff. And I actually purchased something from ThinkGeek that was really awesome for the football season. It is a jersey with an 80 on it. If you look on the back, you'll get the joke quickly. HTTP, and like everyone knows,
not everybody knows. Most, is basically a tech geek.
Most geeks know that.
That's why it's called Think Geek.
But it's geek for the masses. Like stuff that most everyone would understand. But I think it was fun. It was only $40. And if you want to get it, we actually have a little affiliate.
Discount?
Yeah.
Can you get a discount from that?
No, but if you want to support our show, you go to bit.ly.com/getthinkgeek. No. what would you say?
How much should we get?
I think it's like 4%. It's a really small amount of money, so
just to support our show.
But you can help our show by going to bit.ly/thinkgeek. Get thinkgeek, yeah.
So we can actually have a real recording studio instead of this small USB.
This is our mic. It's a beautiful mic. I mean,
if you got $60 on Woot.com, go to Woot.com.
Yeah.
As you can see from these monkeys,
we
has a little Woot cape.
We love monkeys from Woot. We love Woot. Woot is a freak. We're not sponsored by them in any way possible, but.
See,
they're freaking awesome.
The Woot Monkeys love the mic.
They're an awesome website. Go there every day. We're not sponsored by them at all. They don't even have an affiliate program. But they're just a fun website. Anyway. But inside of this article, it's an interesting article showing how ThinkGeek was founded. It's very interesting.
Wait, who founded ThinkGeek?
One second.
Who was the main person? People.
The founder was.
Take a moment.
I didn't read it yet.
Okay, while Sean is reading the article, I will talk to you more about Macs.
So you said you're finished. Mm-hmm. Mac Pros. Talk about the Mac Pros.
Yeah, Mac Pros. I'm just gonna talk about the new as you heard, the new Magic Trackpad. Let the fingers do it all. It's basically just taking the MacBook Pro trackpad and putting it so it can be used on a desktop. It's the largest multi-touch trackpad ever. It fits perfectly the new Apple keyboard and the Magic Trackpad, if you put them together, it looks like it's just one complete family. the wireless. And Apple. Get the touch for your desktop, like, you know, if you don't own a laptop, like a MacBook Pro or MacBook, but you want to get that same touchpad kind of feel, get the Magic Trackpad. It's thin as anything.
Done?
Are you done?
Couldn't find it. Who found it, but it was founded actually by, it was actually a project by four friends who ran a dial-up internet service in Virginia. And they made it start out with t-shirts, like, ThinkGeek is mostly about t-shirts, as you can say, in New Jersey. Then they slowly expanded, and having all these fun geeky things.
And you have these, every time you buy something, you get a certain amount of geek points.
Yeah, they recently did a whole little thing of incentive to buy stuff with geek points, where you get some for free. As you buy stuff, you can accumulate points, so you can get stuff for free. Which is, I think, pretty nice.
And that's the sound the Woot Monkey makes.
That's why we love Woot. ThinkGeek actually has one of those, but it's not the official Woot.
This was a
3D
podcast.
It's an interesting 3D podcast. I'm sorry if we disturbed you there. I think we're done. I think we're done.
Let's see.
Alright, I think we're done. Ready? Let's state our names again and say what.
I'm Tom Audio, the Mac guy, talking about. Not really the Mac guy, just plain Apple guy, talking about iPods, Macs, all the whole shebang.
Alright, and I'm Sean Peldian, I'm the Windows guy. You can find us.
And.
Twitter?
Twitter.com/laptopnation or facebook.com/laptopnation.
Alright. Thank you for listening or watching. You can go to those websites to find out about listings.
And that was the show.
Alright. And that was the show. Here's our theme music.
And that was the show. Thank you and goodbye.